joining us right now from sunny California, where I don't think the sun is even up yet, is our Patriots Monday pal, Ty Warren. Good morning, Ty.
What's going on, bud?
What's going on, man?
Are we your wake-up call this morning?
Nah. Actually, I'm up, ready to go. Got up yesterday. Yesterday in terms of the East Coast time, but we was up last night in the lobby just listening to music and celebrating Seymour's birthday.
Uh-oh.
You know, the playing cards and all that type of stuff. I actually went to bed right after the game, soon after we got to the hotel, which was around like 6-something. And then I woke up. I mean, I went to bed. I went to bed at like 7-something. And I woke up like 10-something. I walked down to the lobby with just my T-shirt, shorts, and my socks on, just like I'm at home. And I see Seymour and his wife, and Dalius and his wife, Heath Evans, Pierre Wood, a couple other people, a couple more people just down in the lobby just listening to music on their iPod and playing cards. So I sat out there for a second and then went back to bed around 1:30, just woke up.
Hey, speaking of the birthday boy, Richard Seymour, he told us last week that on Monday and Tuesday, especially on Tuesday, your body is really hurting after playing in a game. Well, when you play 20 minutes as a defensive player, do you anticipate your body being banged up? I mean, does it even feel like you were out there that long?
No, I thought we was out there a little longer than that, but it didn't seem like we was out there that long. I can't imagine his body is too sore this morning or tomorrow it'll be too sore.
How about you? How do you feel?
I feel fine. It kind of depends on with me the type of game we play, whether it's a real physical game or one of those finesse passing games. You know, that kind of has a bearing on how I feel the next day or even the day after that, but. The offense definitely did a good job of controlling the ball yesterday, and they did a real good job.
Well, hey, Ty, it's easy for me to say sitting in the studio that they look like a finesse team, but would you agree with that? Are they a finesse team, the 49ers?
I thought it would have been a Mike Martz team. You can kind of go into the game assuming that they're going to throw the ball a lot because that's what he likes to do. If you're calling a running team physical and a passing team finesse, yeah, you can say that because they did pass a lot yesterday. They passed. I mean, it was top heavy over how they ran the ball, I would say.
I thought after the first couple of drives where JT O'Sullivan and the 49ers offense looked pretty darn good. You guys seemed to make some adjustments and make some plays, and all of a sudden their offense, they couldn't get you off the field on third down. I think they were 1-for-9 on third down, 0-for-2 on fourth down, and all of a sudden your defense was dictating to them.
Yeah, we showed them a bunch of different personnel. They had, on those two drives, they had some big plays that they capitalized on, and the hat goes off to them. O'Sullivan, he made a lot of plays with his feet. We had some good rush on him, and he was pretty mobile and elusive in the pocket, as we expected going into the game. But you just really never grasp the experience unless you really out there. And he was pretty mobile. We had him a few times, and he got away, man, and made some plays with his feet. And it's on eventually.
Ty, I'm sure you have a usual post-game routine and that week, the week after the game and leading up to the next one. How is that going to be changed at all now that you woke up in another time zone?
I don't know. I've really been trying to, in this short period of time, just try to get accustomed to this West Coast time as far as just trying to when I should be asleep, like yesterday, know my bedtime is usually like between 9 and 10 usually. So knowing that it's 6 o'clock here, it's usually 9 o'clock. It is 9 o'clock on the East Coast time. I try to stay up as late as I can, you know, to enable me to, you know, try to get accustomed to this this West Coast time, and which is why I did get up after I took that short nap and fell asleep yesterday, because I didn't intend on going to sleep. I just got to bed and just kind of dozed off, but that's why I got up and walked downstairs like I did, to try to just stay up as much as I can. That way I can wake up at the normal time I usually wake up, which is around 6:30 or so.
You guys are such creatures of habit. How are the facilities there, and are you able to duplicate as best you can what you've got at Gillette?
I think what they've done with where we're at in San Jose, I mean, they've done a great job of duplicating things as they are at the stadium as much as possible. I mean, the only thing you don't have here that you have at the stadium is the synchronized clocks around the stadium. So you got to really be on top of your time and stuff like that, and make sure your watch works and your alarm clock goes off when it's supposed to go off and all that good stuff.
Time, we appreciate the time. Try to get as much rest as you can this week. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you, Dylan Holler.
Okay.
See ya.
See you later, Ty.
That is Ty Warren joining us from California, where, it is 7:37 in the morning, so they're up and at him. You could hear guys in the background.
Yeah.
They're probably already lifting. He's probably already watched the game tape at least once.